Some babies are born with teeth. My daughter Lainey came out with a full set of teeth. Someone human pooped in a bag. Have you ever heard of rock candy?
Excuse me.
I would like to go do a number two on your porch.
Excuse me.
Meow, meow, meow. Bill Clinton was a pimp.
Give me a break, break, break. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We are back. Thrilled to be here, of course.
Podcast. In a podcast room with a podcast broom.
What is that supposed to be a take on?
No, I'm doing like an original. You understand?
That's an original?
Yeah.
Inspired by what?
Being sort of nervous lately, being sort of, you know, having a chill up my spine. Being nervous, podcast, as if I'm shivering.
Yeah.
I've been on edge, Rana.
Well, you have had a couple of weeks. Now, the last time we were here.
Yeah.
It was almost.
Oh, I can't.
I'm Halloween. I don't know. I mean, we haven't done this in a little while.
I'm hyperventilating.
And Halloween came and went.
Came and went.
I had a fabulous Halloween, as I always do, because I leave town. I never stick around for Halloween. And I put out a gorgeous bowl of king-size Snickerbads, and I say, take one.
Yeah.
And there it is. And in my house, I come back. It's in immaculate condition. The children of the neighborhood are thrilled.
No.
You have had a not, I would say.
Let me explain.
Quite an opposite.
I had an uncharacteristically horrible Halloween. I normally love Halloween. I dress up as like a sexy. Like I do like a sexy airline stewardess, or I do a sexy waitress, or a sexy stripper, or a sexy dancer, or like a sexy, whatever. It doesn't matter.
What were you this year? Which of those were you this year?
I didn't, because I got very busy preparing.
Okay.
My printer broke. So it was like in the middle of doing all
of
my treats.
What does your printer have to do with, what do you mean? What?
First of all, I wanted to be a sexy superhero. Okay, which was, to me, it was easy. I just throw a towel around my neck and wear a bikini and do like a mask.
Wait a minute. You may have thought that was sexy. I would imagine that it would have inspired a few screams.
You know what? It's all in good fun, Rana. It's all in good fun.
It's for children to see you exposing yourself to
it's them? A bathing suit.
Okay.
And by
you're
the way,
an older woman,
I am an older woman, but you
dress
know what?
Age.
Excuse
dress
me.
Your age.
It's Halloween. Nobody's dressing like themselves, Rana. You don't understand the point of Halloween.
Okay.
Anyway, I decided to do this year, I wanted to give of myself. I thought the holiday season is about giving. Why shouldn't Halloween be about giving? So I wanted
to. Very generous of you.
So instead of candy,
instead
of like $1,000 grand bars and Nestle Quick bars and Crackle bars and Kisses and Hershey bars and Reese's bars and Jawbreaker bars and this, that, and the other thing.
I was just curious
Skittle
what
bars.
A Nestle Quick bar was. What flavor that is?
Chocolate, Rana.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Okay. So, unless you do strawberry quick bar or like a
you
milkshake
know what? They
bar.
Should, they never made a quick bar.
So
they
cute.
They should have done a quick
bar. Anyway, I made a mistake and decided not to do candy because I thought everybody needs to learn about like being like a good person.
Sure.
And like giving of the heart and of themselves.
On Halloween.
Yeah. So
guess what?
I print it up with my computer. God. My dot. I have a laser jet.
Sure.
I did. Gift certificates. Gifts to Operation Smile. 25-cent gift certificate contribution to Operation Smile. First I printed out one
Operation
or two on a
piece of Smile.
Yeah, what they do with the kids with the vampire palettes or whatever they do with the wrongs. What they've got that one tooth in the middle. Have you seen
a vampire palette?
Whatever it is,
a cleft palette.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
They have one tooth where there should be a bunch of teeth and then a line in the middle.
First of all, let me
Jessica Simpson is very involved.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Let me just see if I so far understand your story.
Mm-hmm.
Your tale of woe.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
On Halloween.
Correct.
Not Thanksgiving. Not Christmas. Not the holiday season, but Halloween.
Which is the beginning of the holiday
season.
When
children are coming to your door expecting candy.
Mm-hmm.
You decided... On your own, by the way, we'll get into that in a minute. Mm-hmm. On how you, I'd like to see the accounting on your contributions, if you don't mind.
I don't know what you're implying.
I'm implying that you didn't actually contribute to our brand.
No, I did. I gave them a 25-cent donation.
Right,
and then
so was that for them to give 25 cents or
no,
for you?
I gave a donation and then I got the receipt where it says thank you for your donation, and then I was printing up copies of that receipt.
So you gave 25 cents?
No, every time another child gets a receipt, they go at home and they hopefully will give another 25 cents.
Right, so how much did you give?
25 cents.
Total.
Yeah, Rhonda, but I'm inspiring other people to donate 25 cents towards the cause.
Okay.
Do you understand?
So you basically gave these kids an IOU for Operation Smile, reminding them, by the way, choosing a charity for teeth, I wouldn't mind. And a cleft palate, by the way,
first
is not
of all,
only just one tooth. It is all different versions of a cleft palate.
They only have one tooth in their mouth,
very
Rhonda.
Sad. First of all, usually when they're born, they don't have any teeth because babies aren't born with teeth.
I beg to differ with you. Some babies are born with teeth. No, my daughter, Lainey, came out with a full set of teeth. She also came out with a full head of hair, ponytails, and a little diaper on.
Okay, so she was six.
And booties.
Yeah. So she was six.
Yeah.
So now what happened? Tell me what happened.
Well,
I'm ready to.
I gave it to the children.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
they said.
Trick or treat. And they said, trick.
No.
Where's
no. They said, trick or treat. I said, here's your treat. And I handed them a piece of paper. And they didn't, I mean, they weren't, there was no real response. I mean, some of them looked just genuinely confused, but you thought, you know what? They'll go home, they'll open up their pillowcases full of candy, and they'll see a piece of paper. They'll understand that I gave them a gift of themselves, for themselves. What I gave them was the assumption that they have a nice heart, that I gave them a compliment for Halloween.
Okay, so you were giving out compliments.
Right. And some of them apparently did not take it that way, because since Halloween, my car has been egged. My front porch has been toilet papered. Okay? There's been rotten tomatoes thrown on my front window, my bay window in the front, that I never open because I don't want to get the, you know what I mean? So there's been rotten fruit and vegetables thrown on my lawn. So somebody did like a dog do in a bag. Oy. Right on top. Right, someone, like, they went to the trouble of getting dog poop, put it in a bag, or it could have been human poop. Someone human pooped in a bag, or took it out of the toilet after they did
their number two, and
they put it on the front porch. Number two on my front porch in a bag.
How long has this been going on?
2 weeks, Rhonda, since Halloween. It's been
have you called the Swampscott police?
No, I can't call the police on children. I can't. I can't do that to children. You know what I mean? I tried to give children the benefit of the doubt, saying that there's a future generation of people that are givers. But instead, Rhonda, what I've gotten is a big slap of karma in my face, covered in dog poop.
Karma, that's interesting. So you take responsibility for the fact that you didn't give candy.
No. Bad karma.
You think it's
coming
karma,
at me. No.
But you didn't give them candy.
No, it's boomerang karma. It's boomerang karma.
Right, so it's coming from you and coming right back at you.
Right.
You gave them
a nice...
Pardon my French, you gave them crap for Halloween, and they gave you crap back.
All right, I can see why you're putting
it
in that way.
Sounds like retribution to me.
Okay, you know what?
Eye for an eye.
It's a contribution. It was supposed to be a contribution. Now it's retro, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that I don't know how to make it right. So what I wanted to ask
you... Have you considered putting candy out?
Now rewarding them for that behavior?
Well, they're obviously still coming by.
I don't want to reward anyone for that behavior, Rhonda. I think that's despicable. I think their parents should give them a talking to, is what I think. But since I can't nail down the exact children, I'm considering getting, you know, either another dog or asking Evan.
Why don't you get one of those nanny cams?
Oh, I don't want to bother paying a lot of money for a nanny cam. That seems like a waste to use for a couple more weeks. How long can this go on? Winter is right around the corner. Right around the corner, Rhonda.
I don't know, Beverly. I'll be honest. I don't condone this kind of behavior, but I'm not surprised.
You know what?
Children are very serious when it comes to Halloween and to candy.
They shouldn't be, Rhonda.
That's why I do a king size. I always give a king size.
Okay, Rhonda. You did Halloween your way, and I do it my way.
And my house is in perfect shape.
As of now.
You've got nothing but smashed pumpkins on your doorstep.
And poo-poo. And poo-poo.
All right. Listen, why don't we talk to somebody else?
That's fine with me, Rhonda.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised. Was the CVS candy that expensive?
Don't make me put poo-poo on your porch.
You couldn't get the candy at CVS
to prove a
at
point,
the price you wanted?
To prove a point, I would like to go do a number two on your porch.
Did you miss the 2-for-1 at CVS? Is that why you wouldn't buy the candy?
No, Rhonda. I was trying to make the world a better place.
Why wouldn't you buy the candy?
Because if it's in my house, I will eat the entire bag and I will spend the next 6 months working it off of my tush, Rana. But you don't understand because you swim every day. Don't you dare throw swimming in my face.
All right, let's check to swimming.
Can I just start by saying that this is a person that I wish lived in my house like a limp?
It's, you know what? I'll be honest with you. That's not the worst thing I ever heard. This guy's fun.
Jimmy Pardo.
He's fun.
Pardo.
Jimmy Pardo.
Are you related to the Pardo person from Saturday Night
No,
Live?
No, I'm not. I'm not related
to him.
John
Pardo?
Don Pardo?
Don.
Yeah.
His name is Don Pardo.
Do you get asked that all the time?
I get asked that quite a bit. Yes, I do.
Is it awkward, uncomfortable?
Well, it's...
When he died, was that hard for you?
He's alive.
Okay.
You should know that he's alive. And Did
you ever meet him before he died?
I never met him, and I'm not related, although my grandparents used to say we were related to him for reasons to this second I don't understand.
Just so... Well, probably because people like to feel... Like they're related to people that are famous.
Yeah.
You think that's what
it is?
Well,
I mean, even if it's like, oh, I was 10th cousins with George Washington or whatever.
You're Jimmy Dean.
I wasn't,
like, if you were to say, like, I was best friends with Jimmy Dean sausages, it'd be because you both are Jimmies.
Nope. It's the same thing. You know what? I'll tell you this. Here's another one.
First name.
Growing up, there was a coach of the Chicago Bears named Jack Pardee that people would ask me if I was related to him.
Of course. Sure.
They would ask if you were related to him.
You were related to Jack Pardee? No.
Wait, were you?
Yes, I was. Cousins.
You understand? Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
He's very, he's whip smart. Whip smart.
Jimmy.
Yes?
Are you Italian or what are you?
I'm half Italian, quarter Irish, quarter German. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What would you be if you were an animal? A pet, like a house pet, a dog? Which kind of dog would you be?
I wouldn't be
a dog.
Runner, I'm allergic to dogs. And I'd like to think if I was a dog, I'd be allergic to myself. So I want to be a cat.
Ugh, hell, cat.
What are you mad at cats for?
No, you know what? They're very suspicious and wild. You know, it's not for me.
I understand
I'm
that.
They're vaguely anti-Semitic cats also.
Very much so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Dogs get a bad rap because people say German Shepherds, Rottweilers, whatever. Yeah. I would never have either in my home. But a cat
meow.
To me.
Meow, meow.
A cat to me.
Meow.
Really?
Vaguely. Meow. Well, they say... I had a friend who used to say to me, this is funny, she used to say to me, they look at you and they look, when they're mewing, they look like they're saying, Jew, Jew,
they are,
instead
okay.
of, you
I
understand?
They are. I think you're reading into
well, you
it.
You don't think that because you're not attuned.
I'm married into the
oh, you,
tribe.
Oh, you did?
Well,
who did you marry?
Yeah, but let me ask you a question
yes.
about that, to be honest, because I had another friend who said this to me once, and I wasn't sure what I thought, but I never was not married to someone who wasn't Jewish.
Me neither.
And her mother said to her,
yes,
her mother said to her, always marries a Jew. And she said, why should I marry a Jew? Shouldn't I marry who I love? I mean, really,
yeah,
how old was she that she was still having that ridiculous conversation?
Yeah.
Shouldn't I marry someone I love?
Sure.
Yeah.
How about you should marry someone that can put your kids through college and put a nice roof over your head and take you to a beautiful dinner?
Well, I think I'm going to provide for my son.
Well, I don't know yet.
We'll see.
Wait,
we're not actually talking about you right now. So we're sort of talking.
But you were giving an example of somebody that should have married.
No, but we're going around the corner.
In any event. She said to her,
yeah,
go ahead, marry some guy who's not Jewish. You're crazy about him, whatever. But someday he's going to turn around and he's going to call you a Jew.
You know, like a Jew bitch, when they say Jew bitch.
Who says that?
If I'm asking, have you ever said that to your wife?
Oh, no.
Yet.
Listen, my wife...
You ever had a thought like, oh, she's just doing this because she's Jewish?
No, not one time have I ever thought that.
Well, you wouldn't. Why would you admit it?
I would admit it. You ladies are perfectly nice.
Do you have a child? Do you have a child?
Yes.
And what are you doing about the child?
Do you know how I had a child? Because I just told you 30 seconds ago I have a child.
No, I wasn't listening.
No, we
yes,
asked...
Yes, you were too busy
she wants to know. She wants to know whether you're raising the children Jewish.
Yeah.
One, are you going to have another one or what?
I have the one child. I have a son, Oliver.
And so how long until we wait for another
one?
So is she pregnant now? You are?
No, she is not. I'm uncomfortable with the prying.
Oliver.
Prying?
Yes. I love that
The
musical.
World can see you have one child.
The son will come out.
And they're wondering where the other one is.
Tomorrow.
That's Annie.
That's
Annie.
That's also the S-U-N.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
His son.
Consider yourself.
That's Oliver.
With
there you go.
Food. Glorious food.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
Do you sing it to him all the time?
You know what? Not once. I've not sung
no,
it to him.
No. Does he
time.
Ever seen Oliver? Does he know there's another Oliver out there with his
I'll
name?
I'll be honest. Oliver's not my favorite. I mean, I like the name. I don't love
Can
the
I
play.
Tell you something about the name?
Yeah.
It
was a poor Lana. Choice. Too
Let me
many
tell you
Olivers.
This. When we named him Oliver,
yeah.
Nobody in the world was using the name Oliver, and
first
everybody
of
mocked
all,
us.
I never heard such a story. He's 4 years old.
I'm not done
There's
yet.
There's nothing but Olivers.
That's my point. All of a sudden, There's Olivers everywhere.
No,
there's
no,
two in his class.
There's been Olivers for 10 years. Did you look at the book that tells you the most popular
names? Yes, Oliver
names?
Wasn't even on the list.
Top 10 at least.
You know the musical? You know the musical?
Yes, I know the musical.
It's been around for a very long time,
right.
Jimmy.
And then it went out of fashion, and then we brought it back.
No. Oh, I see.
I'm saying we brought it back.
You're those people. What else did you
bring?
Yeah, what else did you bring back into Vogue?
I brought back
sandwiches?
Parachute pants.
Yeah.
I'm bringing back parachute pants. And I'm hoping that they catch on.
You know something I hope you do? I know you're being funny.
I do, too. There's
but
the
I do, too.
Pant
they're very
world.
Comfortable.
Kale,
it's
was that you? Was kale you? Everything has kale in it
sexy.
Now.
Sexy. 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 Parachute pants. Sure.
And they feel good on your...
They're horrible parachute pants.
No,
breathable.
They're not horrible.
Not breathable at all.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Very breathable.
We
That's
open
the
zippers
point of parachute
something.
And they have like a little like subtle gingham on there.
What?
Parachute.
No,
parachute.
Excuse me. You're talking about like a graph paper pattern.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about parachute pants. If you look very closely, they have like a braille gingham.
They do not have gingham on them.
Yes, or braille for that.
Yeah, they do. You know braille for blind people.
Do you know what gingham is?
Yeah, it's like Dorothy.
Like a tablecloth pen.
No, like a check. Like a check.
Yeah.
You know what? Forget it, Jimmy. What? Go back to Oliver for a minute. I want to rip his tushy off. He's so cute. I saw a picture.
You saw he's adorable.
I do. I want to stick my mouth on his face.
Are you raising him Jewish?
We're raising him to be the best boy he can be.
So yes, that's a yes.
We're raising him to be the best person
he can
be.
Right, so that would be the way. That
so
would be
Jewish.
The best way to be ensured that
would happen. I don't know what you mean. Are we raising him Jewish?
Come on.
Where does he go to school?
He goes to a Montessori
So not Jewish.
School. So is he going to go to Hebrew school? Is he going to have a bar mitzvah?
I don't see
you
that
didn't
happening.
Talk about this. You these people. Oh,
I
you,
don't see that.
The
happening.
People that this is what makes me crazy. When people get married now, they never talk about religion. They never talk about where anything's headed.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you still renting? Are you renters?
No, I own a house.
I mean, this is really how this feels.
I own a home. I own a home. I own my own home.
Where does he sleep? On the floor in a bed.
In a bed. What do you think?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
What question is that?
I don't
know.
Hostel?
I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know what kind of person you are, what kind of parent you are.
Like a tatami mattress?
Be on the
like a Japanese mattress, like a tatami?
No. Because I don't know what that is.
I'm going to go ahead and say that your parents-in-law, their hearts are breaking over this, that this nonsense of no bar mitzvah.
They're pretty open-minded, folks. They're showbiz folk.
No, they're not.
What are they going to tell you?
They're showbiz folk, my in-laws.
You know who's a showbiz folk? Steven Spielberg. His wife converted for him, mm-hmm. and then he gave all of those brown children bar and bat mitzvahs, no matter what country they were from, no matter what God, that crazy God was in their brain before they became Jews.
Okay.
So you just think about Steven Spielberg being showbiz and showbiz Jew.
Okay, I will think about
so
that.
So Jimmy.
Yes.
You were in New York. You're doing a show in Boston. What's going on?
No, I'm not doing a show in Boston. I'm,
why
I'm
are you
the
on
area.
The East Coast?
I'm on the East Coast doing a show with Conan O'Brien up there at the Beacon Theater
Conan.
In New York.
Oh, Conan. He's from Boston.
He is from Boston.
Yeah, from Brookline. Wonderful. Yeah.
Yes.
We'd love to have him on the show. So
if
you could just let him know when you see him.
I'll tell him.
I mean, he's here visiting his parents anyway.
He's
What's
not my favorite. Not my favorite.
She's she likes Leno.
I'm uncomfortable with you.
I like Jay Leno. Jay Leno. He's fun.
Yeah.
He's fun.
He's also from Boston.
He's upbeat.
He's not.
I find.
He's from Andover. He's right from Andover,
is that right,
Massachusetts.
Jay is?
Absolutely.
I imagine Jay's a nice man. I don't.
Upbeat.
I've met him several times.
Fun.
I bet he's not so nice.
I don't.
Anyone whose job it is to act nice usually isn't so nice because guess what? They're tired of being nice all the time.
They got some secrets, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But Conan O'Brien.
And he's a car collector. That to me. I'll be honest with you. The car collecting implies to me a certain inadequacy, a certain feeling that he has about his own sort of ego and masculinity.
I think that's common.
Do you know? You know? Have you ever?
That's pretty well known that people that collect cars have that problem.
I think that's true.
I don't know if you're as insightful as you think you are.
Well, then you're agreeing with me.
Do you know?
Yes, I might. Yes,
James.
Question.
Do you
here,
know?
Jimmy.
Have you ever heard of Rock Candy?
Not the record label out of Europe.
What?
I'm sorry.
No,
I thought you would understand.
The sugar
like
candy.
A crystallized, like a crystallized
would,
candy
like,
on
like
a stick.
Pop rocks?
No. Rock
these
candy.
Days in a fancy restaurant, when they give you like a stir, like a sugar stir.
With sugar on the end, it's
coffee.
Got a little wooden
it looks like
ball
a crystallized
sugar. You buy it in like a taffy shop.
A penny candy store. A penny candy store.
Yes, I understand.
Root
yes.
beer barrels,
okay.
that sort of
like
thing.
Like if I'm at Six Flags or something and I go into the shop,
right.
and they've got that sort of thing.
I don't know. Well, I don't know about Six Flags.
You don't like amusement parks?
I don't...
Why don't you like amusement parks?
That's funny. You're funny. That is funny. I mean, that is funny.
I don't know anything about
that
you.
That is funny.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening.
I'm going to go. I love amusement parks. I do. But I brought a brush.
She doesn't care for them? Did I step into a... I don't know what happened here. You ladies are having a
tough
time.
You're in my home. I mean, this is so funny to me.
What happened? You had
look
a tough...
at my house. Do I look like a person who wants to walk in an open-toed sandal to someone else's vomit?
I'm laughing. It's contagious. I don't know why you were laughing, and I'm laughing like I'm in on this. I'm not in on this. Jimmy,
I tried to take Rana to Salem Willows one year, and she walked in and walked right out. She said, this is for animals. And she
had to stop at a gas station.
She was so angry.
So, which is cleaner than an amusement park, I don't mind telling you. So I could use the hose there to hose off the butt of my shoes, because I didn't want to track the amusement park back to my own home. That's how I feel about an amusement
park.
You don't
like them. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm a fan.
Anyone who asks you to take their shoes off when they come into your house, chances are they don't like an amusement park. You are very funny.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I love amusement parks. I also make people take their shoes off because we got new carpet.
Well, you don't know which end is coming or going.
Why are you mad at me?
Because
I asked a simple question about amusement parks.
Excuse me,
sir. You're talking rock candy.
Yes. Can I explain why I was talking about rock candy?
Oh, I don't know if I'm mad or fun.
If Conan O'Brien
yes.
were an animated, inanimate object,
no.
he would be a big, tall rock candy with a big, long...
Yeah, rock candy, solid
well, no.
and sweet.
No, grating no. gives you cavities, stick thin.
No, I will
and
not let you talk about Conan O'Brien
and
this
red,
way.
Okay, well, you know what you
I
are?
I don't like the
analogy. You want to know what you are?
I don't like the comparison.
Do you know what you are?
I'm a nice human being defending a friend of mine.
Nope, you're a candlepin bowling ball.
Okay. All right, let's get back into control.
Can I just explain for 1 second?
First, we're going to explain why you're doing this.
Okay.
You've said you weren't going to do this anymore.
But I
this was your Yom Kippur resolution that you weren't going to play this game anymore.
I broke it.
Yeah, you did. You're back on this again. Beverly believes she has a talent,
a gift from God.
And the gift is?
The Jewish God, Jimmy.
I got it, yes.
The gift is when she looks at a person, a male person, not a female.
Can't do this with ladies.
No. She can imagine them as an inanimate, animated object.
And for Yom Kippur, she claims she would stop doing this?
Well, she won't stop. We've done how many of these podcasts? Every single time somebody sits down here, she tells them they're a pickle. She tells them they're a slice of carrot cake.
Can I explain why?
Frozen carrot cake.
Why am I a bowling ball?
No, not a normal bowling ball. A candlepin. Do you know what candlepin bowling is?
Looks like a grapefruit.
Balls?
It's like a grapefruit.
I do, but why is everybody
Because
let me ask you. I'm very serious now. Why is Conan O'Brien a hunk of candy, delicious treat? This other fellow.
He's
a
tall,
pickle.
Skinny candy with a bushy fellow, sugar on top. And you're all wearing white gloves, just so you know.
Yeah.
Well, wait, what was the other guy? It was pickle and candy.
Bill Clinton was a pickle.
But then what was this other
Justin
guy?
Justin Kirk was a slice of frozen carrot cake.
Carrot cake. So what, everybody else is delicious.
What was Andy?
Treats.
Andy Richter?
I don't remember.
Oh, he was.
I think he was like a strawberry shortcake.
See, why,
no,
so
he was
why
not a
am
strawberry
I
shortcake.
A bowling pin.
No, not,
not
pin,
the pin. You're
ball.
Not even the pin. You're the
why
ball.
Why am I a ball? A candle bowling ball.
Because you're a mini person.
Well, why can't that be a small
I also
fruit?
Think
why
it has something
kiwi?
To do with your coloring. I'll be honest with you. I think it has something to do with your coloring.
You're marble colored.
Am I right about
bread.
That?
A marble cake.
No.
A marble rye.
No,
that's Jewy. Right?
No, you're
marble
none of
rye?
That's, you know what? I know where you're going with that, and I find it a little
how do you not?
It's labely. Like, you know what? Change the subject.
You called me a bowling pin.
James.
Do you like being a father?
Yes, I do.
Even
what
if
do you
it's a,
like about
even though it's a boy?
I love that it's a boy.
I love boy. I have a boy. Boys are wonderful.
We play catch. We play. We bowled.
But that wasn't what was supposed to happen with you and your wife.
No, we were. That's interesting that you bring that up. No, we were supposed
what
to
is
have
this,
a girl.
What does that mean? You were supposed to.
Well, you know what? Supposed is maybe the wrong word.
I think they went to a Chinese doctor.
We didn't know
who told them
no,
something.
Maybe go to a.
Why don't you tell us what happened?
We went. We had the ultrasound.
Okay.
And the technician told us that, do you want to know the sex? And we decided that day that we did. And they said, well, you got a little girl. You're going to have a little girl.
Who are these technicians? I mean, do they have college degrees?
Well,
she
I don't know
was
do.
She a she or
and
he?
I'll be honest with you.
The technician was,
black
was a gentleman.
Black girl? Black man?
A gentleman.
What color was he? Don't say it's irrelevant.
I do think it's irrelevant. I really
so that's
do.
A yes.
Anyone
a
can make
person.
A mistake?
It
that's was, your answer?
I think anybody can make a mistake. Now, here's what I think. I think here's where we take some blame on this.
Okay.
In that when that gentleman told us it was a girl, every time after that, when people would say, now, do you know the sex? like they do the ultrasound again. They said, you know the sex? And we'd go, yes, we do. So they never would go.
Oh, you weren't double. You never double checked.
No, we never double checked. And they never follow up like, so then you know it's a boy. Like they never said that. They just always went, oh, okay.
This
so then
is like
know.
A show I'd hate to watch. Okay, I hate confusion.
It is a little Three's Company. Oh. It is a little. Yeah,
so then what happened? That she gave the birth.
Well,
the-
we painted his her room at the time pink. Oh. And we had my wife had a baby shower and got all these ladies, little girl outfits. And then.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I remember because years ago, I remember that a friend of a friend who knows Jimmy mm-hmm. had like a lady brunch, like a pregnant lady brunch with her. And they were both having little girls and they were talking about little girls. Is
yeah.
that cute.
And,
what are you talking
his
about?
His wife is a person that I know through other people.
That's impossible.
Go on. Go on.
Impossible.
No reason to
go
be
on.
Angry.
Do you know
no,
what, Jimmy?
You know what?
Stay out of it.
Because she can't let a story happen. She always has to insert herself. She doesn't know anybody that knows
yes,
your wife.
I do know people that know who Jimmy is.
Yeah, you don't know his wife.
No, I don't know his wife. When did I say I knew his wife?
Never did.
I never
you know,
did.
That, that
I never did, not once. Go on, James.
So you didn't find out till he was born?
When he came out, they said, congratulations, you have a beautiful, healthy baby boy. And we went, what? And then even it was not our diet, because it was at 2 a.m, it was the doctor on duty, on call.
Black excuse me, doctor? Your doctor didn't show up for the birth? You went through the whole process with your doctor and they couldn't get out of bed at 2 o'clock in the
well,
morning.
Well, you know what? That's a good
baby?
Point.
When you have the next one, don't use that doctor.
We're not going to have a second one.
Can't wait to hear about it.
What color was the delivery person?
I am very uncomfortable with
how
that
about
line
a name?
Of
could we get a name?
Okay.
I couldn't tell you the name for $1 million.
Shani.
No. No, it was a woman. Very nice woman.
Kwan.
She said, look at, oh, and everybody was like, even the nurses, because we kept on saying it's a girl. We had girl stuff ready to go. And then so
did you have to take him home in like a pink onesie? Or
he went home in a pink onesie.
Oh, is that funny?
And wrapped in
is
a...
But were you what is one
is
feel
that hysterical?
When you've built up expectations?
Elation.
You were excited.
I was. I mean, you know why? Here's why. We got to be...
Is that funny?
We still got to be surprised.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's
well,
always...
See, I don't believe in knowing the sex of the baby. I think there's only a couple of surprises you can look forward to in this life. One is hopefully getting proposed to. And the other is whether you're having a boy or a girl.
And taxes.
And whether you're going to be the victim of a violent crime.
That
would spring on you as
a surprise.
You would never anticipate that.
No, you don't see that coming.
Never. Not if you're in a dark alley and someone grabs you from behind and throws you down or whatever, takes everything, strips you.
Though I do think some people are more predisposed to those sorts of things than others.
What was that?
I think some people are more predisposed to have something like that happen to them than others.
Well, yeah, people who take risks, risk takers.
No, or people, sort of weakest member of the herd, that sort of thing.
Yeah, herd, weak, yeah. Weak herd people.
I think you ladies are a delight.
Oh,
I
that's really
so
that
now charming. You have a pink room. Yeah. What
we had
do
a
you
pink
do?
Room. We brought him home. You know, he slept with us in, you know.
Oh, come on.
What do you
how
call
long
that
was
thing?
He in the,
you
the
call
family
that disgusting.
Bed? The family bed.
No, he was not in the bed. He was not in the bed.
The bassinet.
With us. The bassinet, thank you. He slept in the bassinet in our bedroom. And then we repainted. My friend Pat came over, and we repainted the room blue.
What did you do with all the beautiful clothes?
Exchange.
We kept them on the off chance we're going to have a second child. And, maybe
and
that
so you'll
be
keep them for your second one.
We're not going to have a second one.
Why
so
not?
Now
why
my
aren't
wife,
you?
It's funny that you just mentioned this, ladies. We are my wife, Danielle, one of her best friends, is having a little girl. So we brought the clothes with us to New York, and we gave them to her.
Do you not? Did you get a vasectomy?
No.
Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What's going on with your career, Jimmy? What are you, I mean, how come you're not hosting like I'm as smart as a fifth grader or something like that?
Well, they've already
or
got
the
that,
matching
that Foxworthy
or whatever.
Fella.
Yeah, what I mean,
know, what
why,
is Drew Carey
you're
robbed
very
from you
personable.
Recently?
You're very personable. You're very handsome. You have a wonderful voice.
You know who you remind me of?
Quick on your feet. What would your dream job be?
Count Chocula. Or like Frankenberry. You know, in a suit. Is that fun?
She's got Halloween on the brain.
I can't
sorry.
Help it. Yeah,
she
yeah.
loves
the
Halloween.
Whole fall what? Is
nobody
all about has a costume.
Ever said I remind them of Count Chocula.
Why not?
Because I don't remind anybody of Count Chocula.
Well, yeah, you've got your costume for next year.
I know. I don't want to be.
What are you going to be? What we?
I was a vampire 2 years ago for
that's
Halloween.
So
if you could do
no,
anything
my son
you wanted
was excited
to.
About it.
No, you have a podcast that you do.
I
also.
Do. Never Not Funny is my podcast. Now, very successful, award-winning.
Award-winning? Who gives an award for
who?
That?
Who decides?
The Aspen Comedy Fest, Rooftop Comedy.
Aspen who's, Comedy
who's
Fest?
Who's on the judge?
Comedy Podcast of the Year.
Who judges that? Six nerds who never leave the basement.
Listen.
Well, they would probably know.
Ladies, aren't you doing a podcast? Why are you mad at my podcast?
Because your podcast is not for mad. Like, you know.
She's not mad. She just doesn't understand.
Ours is for helping people.
What? How? Let me, listen, I appreciate you guys having me.
Guess how many people have learned what not to do hearing you talk about your life.
I know. Yeah. I've learned a few things even here today.
Yeah.
Are you circumcised?
Okay. No, you don't have to.
My career?
You do everything. Not.
I want to know what your dream job was. Then we're going to throw you out of here.
I would a talk show. Talk show.
You would.
What
like
does that mean?
Show.
Oprah did a talk show. Dr. Phil did a talk show. Is it a late night show? Is
I'd
it
like
a political show?
Show?
Is it a
like
comedy show?
I'm also
a
game show. Probably more comedy. I'm not
does
very.
Anybody
political.
Watch game shows?
Why
anymore?
Don't you do the survey one?
Family Feud.
Well, they got that Steve Harvey is hosting that.
But they
now.
Did what? They could have a white version too.
Okay.
They
well,
do a black version. Of
I miss
one
Richard Dawson. Was he terrific?
Yes.
Richard Dawson was. I mean. He wouldn't last a day today.
No, he would not.
He was a complete sexual harasser.
He's also not the most handsome guy.
And,
right?
Well, he had his hands all over everybody.
He was a little grabby, yeah.
Can I say something without sounding very racist?
I don't know if you can.
I feel that since they're doing a black version of, like, Steel Magnolias, that they should do a white version of the Family Feud.
It's for
who's
all
doing
people.
A black version of Steel Magnolias?
They are.
A film, you mean?
Yeah.
Like a Tyler Perry?
No, not Tyler Perry.
Ugh, that movie, The Help, has not helped anything.
I love that movie. It was so good. Did you see that, Jen?
We're going to have to do this. We're going to have to rewrite history.
Was that wonderful? I loved that.
It was bad enough the first time.
It was a simpler time.
Bad enough the first time.
We may have liked it for different reasons.
It was a simpler time.
I just discovered that.
I felt like real nostalgic. Like, I wish I could have a mammy and no one would bother me.
Okay. I think we enjoyed that movie for different reasons.
No, I'm telling you right now, I know I can't have a mammy. I know I can't have one.
Okay.
But but what I'm saying
I'm very
is
uncomfortable.
There was a time when everybody was very comfortable with him.
So, Jimmy.
Yes.
You're in New York all next week? Or last week?
Wherever.
Or
who
week?
Knows? You're doing a show there?
I'm there with the Conan O'Brien
is that,
program.
Do you get paid for that? They pay you when you do
yes,
that show?
Yes, I get a salary, yes.
But what do you even do there? I never see you on the
I
show.
I open the show. I also, I've done some sketches on the program. I've also...
Tell
I
us about your podcast.
Hang on, let me finish. What else I do for Conan, ma'am?
I mean, whoa.
I host the backstage interviews. Something called. I have a web series on teamcoco.com called The Pardo
so
Patrol.
So do you have any time with your child?
Yes, I spend a lot of time with my son.
I don't. Tom doesn't sound like you do.
Oh, he's terrific.
You sound very ambitious
and busy, very busy.
Yeah, you must make a lot of money.
I do very well.
Where do you live in Los Angeles?
I live in Baldwin Hills.
No,
oh,
you
that's
don't.
That's a near, black is area. That, no, that's near where they have those, like Chinatown, where they have the pumps, the oil pumps.
A lot of robbery.
Well. No.
What's that called over there? You know what
I'm talking
about?
About
on the way to the airport?
On the way to the airport on La Cienega. Yes, we do pass those on the way to the airport.
Oh, where they dig oil out of the ground?
Yeah. Well, they
yes, out of the ground.
Or
they
pretend
the oil,
to,
because yes.
it's for me, I think those things are probably made of styrofoam. I mean, if they're pumping oil out of, they still have anything to pump, it's a miracle, but it's part of the landscape.
So it's all black
it's part
people
of the,
in
it's
you?
Part of the history, the mythology that
you
is Los Angeles.
You can't make a lot of money if you're living there.
We do okay. We do okay. I'm very happy with where...
So you're saving everything. You're shucking it
I'm not a good saver. I will tell you that. I'm not. No, I spend a lot
you're
of money.
You're not spending
what do you
on
spend
clothes.
Money
okay.
On? What do you spend money on? Are you a clothes guy? Because you do have beautiful suits.
He does a suit.
I do like to buy...
Who's your designer of choice? Who cuts well for you?
You know what? Jack Victor out of Canada. He actually makes a nice suit.
Do people
Jack
think you're gay a lot?
No.
Never?
No, I've never...
Just me?
You may be the
I
first.
Only ask because, you know, a well-dressed man is usually...
But you just mocked what I'm wearing today. I'm wearing...
Well, today you look ridiculous. But normally, I know when you go to work and they're paying you, you dress very sharp.
There's nothing wrong with a well-dressed man.
No.
I think it's wonderful when a man takes care
But you're taking
grooming,
a risk. A
grooming,
risk.
Wonderful.
Is that a risk
it
to
is
wear
a risk.
Suit?
Sure it is.
Everybody wears suits. How is that a risk?
Because if the better you dress,
what
the more likely
happens?
You'll be the subject of a violent crime of
on
some kind.
On your podcast. What happens on your podcast?
Well, my podcast is, oddly enough, not unlike this. It bounces around from topic to topic,
and we
have some fun. I have a co-host named Matt, and then we have a video fellow there named Elliot. We got an intern named Dan.
The video. What
sounds like Howard
video?
Stern,
Why
like
video?
A Howard Stern show.
You know what? We have a...
Why would I listen to you instead of Howard Stern? He is so funny.
You know what? I don't disagree.
He's
I think
very
Howard
funny.
Stern is very funny.
Is he so
he's
irreverent?
Yeah.
So irreverent,
agreed.
Howard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And smart as a whip.
Yeah,
I think he's
terrific.
I mean,
he just gets it.
Jewish.
He just gets it.
Also grew up in a black area.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, this has been wonderful.
It really has been fun.
You are a lot of fun. And I'll tell you something. I have not had a laugh like that in,
the
I don't
idea
know, 10
that
years.
Rana would go into amusement park. I just think... Hysterical. Oh,
don't bring it up again. I can't even just the notion. I mean, I'm just picturing myself walking through the gates of a Six Flags, which you asked me very casually.
I did.
What did I think of Six Flags? I mean, that's like, it's the most ridiculous.
I did not mean to insult.
No, it's so absurd.
Yeah, it's so absurd.
I don't know you, lady.
It's like asking a cow how he feels about a slaughterhouse. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's the same thing.
It is.
Anyway, you're fun. Good luck. I hope you make money to move into a better place.
Okay, I like where we live.
You have been a real charmer. And how often does your podcast come out?
Once a week.
And where can people get it from?
At podcast.com.
Podcast.
You understand. Pod.
P-A-R-D. Pod.
P-A-R-D. C-A-S-T.
Podcast.
Podcast.
P-A-I-D-C-A-S-T. Podcast.
Hardcast, yeah.
Yeah, podcast.
That's what I heard.
Surely you know you're not saying.
We're saying the same thing.
I don't know if we are.
Yeah. Are we saying the same thing?
Ding, 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 ding. We win.
Like a game show. There you go. See? All right. Well, thanks for being here. You're absolutely wonderful.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me again. I look forward to it.
Podcast.com.
I'm going to go make a tinkle.
Okay. No. You know what? Okay, wait a minute. I haven't laughed like that. When was the last time I laughed like that?
He reminds me of Jack Frost.
You know what?
Yeah.
That is a funny thing to say. He's impish.
Yeah.
He is impish.
He could run around here like Mitzelplick and plant tricks.
He is so fun. He's one of those guys who's just funny.
He's also...
He just is.
Yeah.
Naturally funny.
I feel like he could also like play a game of jacks right in the middle of your floor.
I might even listen to his podcast. What do I know?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I don't drive as much as I used to, but I might. He's fun.
I prefer show tunes.
I mean, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If he was on a show, I'd watch it.
Rana.
He'd be a terrific host.
Do you have any apples in your fridge?
I actually just got a bushel of apples.
Can I have one
of those bags? I went to Vermont last weekend because I always get my cider in Vermont.
Can I have 6 or 7?
Apples?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Take a bag. I've got 4 bags in there.
I'm going to put those out for the kids. I've been listening to what you said.
I've got McGowan's. I've got Macintosh. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever you want to check.
You were saying that maybe I should do something nice.
You're going to make a crisp? You make a delicious crisp.
No. I was just going to put out plain apples for the children because that way they'll understand that, whatever they misconstrued in my giving them some sort of, operation insinuation that they should donate, even though they should. Maybe I'll give them apples and people will stop pooping on my porch or whatever.
You're gonna give them apples?
Yeah.
A piece of fruit? Probably only the thing a kid would hate more to get on Halloween than an Operation Smile certificate.
Okay, Rana. I'll do a Jeffrey Dollar, but that is enough. I'll put out single Jeffrey Dollars. Yeah.
A Toys R Us Dollars?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dollars?
They're from when the girls were little. I kept them. Because they never use the whole thing. So I must have half a dozen.
Huh.
Six Jeffrey dollars. Yeah, whatever. Whoever gets there first.
That should solve the problem.
Whoever gets there first.
And now, have you cleaned up the porch or what's the story?
No, the gardener comes every other Tuesday. He'll take care of it.
Wait, so what, you're telling me there's feces on your porch right now?
You thought I was, excuse me, you're telling me that I should touch it to move it?
You're telling me. You're walking in the house through your front door past feces every day?
I'm not blind, Rana. The last time I checked, I could see what's 2 feet in front of me. I can walk around it, Rana. And besides, it's winter practically.
So you're going through
it's the
garage.
Fall. It's crisp weather, and so there's no flies around. Nobody's bothering it. You understand? It's just sitting there calcifying.
You didn't
whatever
even put anything over it?
Why would I put something over it? It's not my job, Rana. You understand?
I'm going to wait for the gardener to clean up someone else's fecal matter.
He'll be here in 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. He'll be here in a week or two. Take care of it.
All right. You know what? Honestly.
But when you do come, look down as you're walking up to my house.
No,
be
I'll
careful.
I'll come through the garage. In fact, I won't come.
The postman
I'm not coming.
Not paying attention, and I felt very badly because he had to wipe it God knows where, right on his truck.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love Halloween. I used to love Halloween.
All right. Well, next year, maybe you'll do the things differently.
Maybe.
All right. I actually can't even conceive of this.
Well, you know what, Rana? When you try to have fun, I hope something goes terribly awry for you.
Was that fun? Was it fun for you to sit at your laser jet for 4 hours and give out completely fraudulent coupons to people?
It was fun. Coupons? It was fun to be a superhero, I can tell you that. And to see the reactions when they came to the door. A lot of screaming. That was fun.
Okay. All right. We should thank some people.
Yeah. Michael Costantini.
Wonderful.
Who does the Second Column podcast. Terrific. For anyone who likes a bunch of jerks sitting in a room together.
Yeah, which is a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah.
John Ross Bowie and Noah Lebenzon.
Wonderful.
Who did the music. Gorgeous. They love to
How
do music.
How good is that music?
Very fun.
Oh, that music, boop, when I boop, hear
boop,
it.
Boop, 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 boop,
I just
boop,
gets,
boop,
it boop, makes boop, me boop, sort of.
Bop. Bop, bop.
Move and make you. So good.
Yeah.
You so want, good. Are they talented?
You want to make love to that music. Are That's how you know it's
well,
good.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's fun.
Or touch yourself.
Nice, upbeat.
It's okay to fun. Feel. Don't be ashamed of your body.
And if people want to email us, they can email us at shalom@runandbeverly.com.
Yeah. Or, you know, wait until you have something important to say.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you next time.